This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. There once was a kitten so filled with love, he wanted to give the whole world a hug. These words open a new book from Patrick McDonald, the award-winning creator of the Mutts comic strip. The book is called Hug Time, and the little kitten, his name is Jules. He's an orange tabby, a little guy with a great big heart. He's one of the wonderful characters of the world of Mutts, a world of characters that also includes Mooch and Earl, Noodles and Doozy. Patrick McDonald is also the author of Just Like Heaven, The Gift of Nothing, and Art. The new book, Hug Time, is published by Little Brown. Patrick is a member of the board of directors of the Humane Society of the United States, and yes, he's my guest in this portion of the program. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, tell us about Jules and his mission in Hug Time.
Well, Hug Time is my fourth children's book, which I really have been enjoying doing. And Jules is a character from Mutts, like you said, a little tabby who has a big heart, and he's my animal advocate in the strip. And in Hug Time, he goes around the world and hugs endangered animals to let them know that somebody cares.
Yeah. So no matter how small,
yeah,
you can make the world a better place. And as we find at the end of the story, you can start right at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brace it all and hug the one nearest to you.
Yeah. Give Doozy a hug. You take on some big issues in the book and in the comic strip, Mutts. The environment, the need for land and animal conservation. And in the strip, you do what you call shelter stories. And last month, you did a Sunday strip on the cruelty of people who train dogs to fight. Would you talk with us about how you approach big, tough issues?
Well, most of the time, Mutts is a funny strip.
Right.
A cat,
yeah,
and dog. And it was my mission right from the start to keep the cat and dog very animal-like. So, you know, we all bond with our own pets. And we know they have their own little personality. So I wanted to keep the animals very animal-like and try to see the world through their eyes. And, in doing that, you start realizing how tough it is for a lot of animals on this planet. So it sort of was just a natural progression that every once in a while I would, do a story that kind of touched those subjects. And the shelter stories were actually the first. Mutts was running for about 2 years, and Earl and Mooch have loving guardians and have loving homes. But I thought about all the cats and dogs in the shelters waiting for that opportunity, so I thought it would be nice to do that in this trip. And actually now I do it twice a year for 1 week to do stories about shelters. And actually the next book that's going to come out in April is called Shelter Stories, and it's a collection of all the shelter story strips.
Yeah. And at your website, you've been calling for shelter stories.
Yeah, this book would be interesting because it's not only my strips, but we ask people on our website to send in photographs of their rescued animals and their stories. So it's kind of like real stories and then my little cartoon stories, and, it makes for a nice contrast.
Yeah. How did the characters of the world of Mutts begin to take shape in your imagination?
I wanted to be a cartoonist since I was about 5 years old, which I think is true of most cartoonists. I think we're born to do it. And I went to art school. When I graduated from art school, I started doing magazine illustrations, humorous magazine illustrations, and I always had a little dog somewhere in the background. And for the longest time, I said, I have to try to do a comic strip, and I knew the little dog would be the star. So it started with the dog, and it's funny, when I first thought of this strip, I just had the dog going around meeting different animals, and I had him meeting elephants and giraffes and pretty much any animal I felt like drawing at the time. But my editor said, "Where does this dog live?" And then I realized, yeah, maybe I should make it a little more suburban. And so I had him meet a cat, and I thought that would be good for about 2 weeks' worth of jokes. Just the way cats are, they kind of come into your house and take over. So Mooch kind of took over the strip, which was fine by me.
Yeah.
Because he's a funny character.
He's a great character. And is Mooch, was he inspired by Meemaw?
Yeah, well, actually Mooch is before Meemaw. Meemaw's the cat I live with now.
No,
who
okay.
My wife rescued from a parking garage 10 years ago. But the strip's 13 years old, so Mooch was inspired by cats I had growing up.
Yeah.
But Meemaw's is slowly getting in there. pretty much whenever you see Mooch snubbing his food, that's pretty much Meemaw.
And has there been a cat in your life with a little pink sock?
Actually, Meemaw has a little pink sock, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the inspiration for Earl was your dog, Earl.
Yeah. It's funny. I was drawing this little dog in my magazine illustrations, and I thought I was drawing this little generic dog. And at the time, I was living in New York, but I wanted to move out to the suburbs, mainly because I wanted to get a dog. And an art director told me I was drawing a Jack Russell Terrier. And this was before Frasier and Eddie, so I didn't know what that was. But when I looked it up, I said, wow, that's my cartoon come to life. Mm. So I got Little Earl, the real Earl. And then after a couple of years, I started the strip. So the illustration became a real dog, and then the real dog became a cartoon.
Yeah.
And he was my inspiration for the strip. I mean, I felt like if I could capture some of his joy and spirit on the comic page, I was doing my job.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Earl. And by the way, I'm so sorry. He had a very long and wonderful life with you, 18 plus years. But it is so tough to lose a good friend like that.
You know, it was only a couple of weeks ago. And, when you live with someone for almost 19 years, I mean, I never saw him as a dog. He was just a little friend. You know, he really was the best friend. He was just this guy, Earl, who lived with my wife and I.
Yeah.
And, it's just that's what's so great about dogs and cats. They're just nothing but love.
Yeah.
And we still feel his love in the house.
Yeah. Are you anything like Ozzy?
Yeah, you know, pretty much all the strips that are just Ozzy and Earl, those are all autobiographical. I don't have as big a mustache as Ozzy, but I kind of look like Ozzy. And, yeah, pretty much all the ones with Ozzy walking his dog and taking care of his dog, those were pretty much autobiographical strips.
Yeah. You mentioned that you wanted to be an illustrator from the time you were 5 years old. You wanted to have a comic strip. Did you write and illustrate stories as a child?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. God, my brothers and I used to make our own comic books all the time and our own cartoons. And
what were they like?
When we were probably around 9 or 10, it became a lot of superhero stuff. That's what 9 and 10-year-olds do. But my superheroes always had a little bit of a cartoony side. I never could draw too realistic, so my superheroes were like... I remember one of them actually was his name? Something like Super Woofy or something. It was actually a cartoon dog that wore a cape. Maybe, who knows, you just inspired me. Maybe I'll put him into the strip. I forgot about him.
Yeah, I'd love to see him. I'd love to see him. What were your favorite books as a little boy growing up?
Growing up, boy, I was, to this day, I just love the Winnie the Pooh.
Mm.
And to this day, I think that's still an influence on my children's books for sure. They had just such a nice, peaceful tone about them, and they're just the greatest. The Winnie the Pooh were big. And then, you know, obviously all the Dr. Seuss stuff was really fun.
Yeah. What about Peanuts?
Oh, Peanuts. I thought you were... I'm talking about children books, but Peanuts, yeah, that was my...
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were books, too.
I had them all. No, Charles Schulz was a big influence on my life, and the reason I became a cartoonist. And probably the nicest thing about becoming a cartoonist is I actually got to meet Charles Schulz and become friends with him, and that was like definitely the highlight of becoming a cartoonist.
Well, and as you look at the comics pages today, what are your favorites?
I'm friends with too many of them, so when people ask me that question, I always avoid it. But I think there's quite a few comics that are still pretty funny and are good comics. But, we actually have a group called the National Cartoonist Society, and we get together once a year, so I can't talk favorites.
And that's probably not a really big world, is it?
No, it's a very small world.
Yeah.
But I can tell you I'm a big fan of old comics, so, I mean, Crazy Cat was a big influence on me, and Popeye was a big influence.
Oh, yeah, Popeye.
Even Little Orphan Annie, I mean, every once in a while, every once in a while in Mutt's, I'll do a little takeoff or a tribute on Little Orphan Annie or Dick Tracy. Well, Chicago, Dick Tracy, and every once in a while I'll do a Dick Tracy Sunday style page.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon, and Give everybody in the gang there a big hug.
Yeah, I will. Big hug for hug time.
Yeah, big hug for hug time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Patrick McDonnell is the author, most recently, of Hug Time. He is the creator of the Mutts comic strip. You can learn more about Patrick McDonnell by visiting his website at muttscomics.com. The book Hug Time is published by Little Brown.